Hello, hello, and welcome to CJSF. This is your host, Nicole, for Beats and Eats, and I'm here every Thursday broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2. And, you know, I chat with dope people doing amazing things all around. I do love to chat about food, and I love to play some dope beats. Today, it is Jamaica's Independence Day, and I'm missing Jamaica big time. Yeah, I am really, really big time. Checking flights and all the things. But I am hoping that those that are down in JA are celebrating because Jamaica gained its independence from the United Kingdom on August 6, 1962. And on that day, the British flag was lowered and Jamaica's national flag was flown, signifying that they had become an independent Caribbean nation. Independence represented more than political freedom. It symbolized a time where the people of Jamaica could shape their own future, celebrate their identity, and preserve their cultural heritage. So today, to celebrate, I'm going to kick off the show with a set by Jamaican artists, followed by an interview that I did a couple weeks back with T. Fanny, who is a hip-hop artist based out of Calgary, and also happens to have Jamaican heritage from her mother and also has Dominican heritage from her father. So to kick off the set, we are going to listen to a track from Tony Rebel with Sweet Jamaica.
Sweet Jamaica, man, I land that. I'm gonna stop loving. I'm in order one massive love it and I respect it to man. Hear this, Lord of mercy. Help me pick up Jamaica, the land of wood and water. The system might not proper, but we love the vibe, the food and the culture. Whoa, can't you see the beauty of this country? Me never know a serious thing until me reach out far in. So what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars not wrong. So what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars not wrong. Now with the money in your pocket and a God in your heart. Crowd of people, what more you want? Reggae music, I play a reggae artist, a chant. I saw me born, I'm in a transplant. What a nice place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars are wrong. So what a nice place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars are wrong. A man will live on a banana boat and him a gone over broad. Because him say, every way better than he have. But when him to a certain country, see this system a fraud. Him a fi run back a jam down and give it its reward. What a nice place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars are wrong. So what a sweet place to live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is
dollars are wrong.
Yeah, so me born, yeah, so me come from. Yeah, so me live, yeah, me intend fit on. Regardless of the economical condition, you must admit this is a glorious land. Say what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars are wrong. Say what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, don't the only problem is dollars are wrong. So help me pick up Jamaica, the land of food and water. This is the food, the vibes and the culture. Whoa, can't you see the beauty of this country? Me never know, say that it a serious thing until me reaching a foreign. What a nice place we live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars not wrong. What a nice place we live. Sweet jam, down the only problem is dollars not wrong. As a Jamaican, my argument is whoever said them clever, them to stop the promises and just mass production in all the parishes. And jam down will progress like all the countries. What a nice place we live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars not wrong. Jamaica and Jamaicans are extremely great. Appreciate love and people, some say appreciate. Well, since we know that, make we concentrate and how we make the dollars start circulate. And what a nice place we live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars not wrong. Say what a nice place we live. Sweet jam down, the only problem is dollars.
your heart. Crowd of people, what more you want? Reggae music, I play a reggae artist, a chat. I have some me born and me not transplant. What a nice place we live. See, jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a nice place we live. Sweet jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a sweet place we live. Sweet jam, now the only problem is dollars not rough. Say, what a
anymore. No, come down, Father, come down. I pick up a gun. I could have go out the street and play big gun. That's no fun, no. Sure ain't no fun, oh no. Cause I think, what would happen if the other man thinks the same? Then bullets fall like rain. It's no fun, no. No, it's no fun. Oh, I see greed and I see selfishness. Every man is for himself. Only you can talk to them, Father, cause they listen to no one else, no. Come down, Father, come down. I beg you, come down, Father, come down, boy. Talk to the hearts of those responsible. Let them know their actions are despicable. Remind them that it's you.
Fresh and clean, fresh and clean, fresh and clean. fresh and clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, one step on the sea. Oh, I'm so blessed and free. Rubber room, one step on the sea. Oh, I'm so fresh and clean. Fresh and clean, fresh and clean. Mm-hmm. Fresh and clean, fresh and clean. Fresh and clean, fresh and clean.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, hello, and I am back with Beats and Eats, and I'm just going to go through a recap of our first reggae set. To kick off the set was Tony Rebel with Sweet Jamaica. Tony Rebel was born in Jamaica in the parish of Manchester, and he is a renowned reggae and dancehall artist, cultural ambassador, and founder of the Rebel Salute Festival. Next, after that, was JC Lodge, a British Jamaican, with her track Someone Loves You Honey. That was released in Jamaica in 1980 off of her debut studio album of the same name, Someone Loves You Honey. And that is a track that I used to listen to a lot as a child. So I'm really glad that I was able to find it and play that for you guys today. Followed by an artist that I need to see. I haven't seen him yet in person, and he does perform a lot in Canada. This is Barris Hammond, who is a Jamaican reggae singer starting out his career in the 1970s and is very known for his lovers rock music. He had the third song in this set with Come Down Father, and that was initially released as a 7-inch single on his label Harmony House in 2001. And to end out this reggae set with Jamaican artists, we had Jazz Elise with the track Fresh and Clean, and that is on her 2021 debut EP, The Golden Hour. It was also released earlier as a standalone single in October 2020 before being included on the EP. And Jazz Elise was born and raised in Kingston, Jamaica, which is one of my favorite places to visit when I am in Jamaica. As I said, I am missing JA badly, definitely checking flights. Now I'm going to get into a conversation that I had with Calgary hip hop artist T Fanny, again, who has some Jamaican heritage on her mom's side. So let's take a listen to our chat.
This is Nicole Hines with CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC, and I'm here with Calgary hip hop artist T Fanny. I've known about T Fanny for a few years now, but I never got to see T Fanny perform until I was in Calgary recently at the Sled Island Art and Music Festival back in June. And I saw T Fanny at, where was it? Ship and Anchor. Oh my gosh, it was at Ship and Anchor. And it was the most incredible show. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm for real, for real. And I had to connect and reach out and have a conversation. So here we are. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me on Intravenous. How are you?
I am. Well, I'm well.
That is good. That is, I mean, no, but you know, if you're not well, that's okay too. Because
yeah, I mean, I'm on the mend, we'll say.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned to the on-air streets, you are a Calgary hip-hop artist. And I would, before I get into some questions about what that's like being a woman, I would just love for you to share what your journey has been like, you know, just getting into, you know what I mean? Take us on a journey about your journey.
Oh my gosh, I got stories on stories on stories.
Okay, bring it.
I was like, you could stop me. Like, funny enough, when I first got into music, it was like, I was married for 5 years, and I was coming off of like literally leaving in the middle of the night with whatever I could pack up in my car. I went to Edmonton, and mm-hmm. I was going through a year of like, we'll say healing for the sake of not getting into all that, but I had a year of it, you know? And in that year is when I started doing music, like, and so in a way I say like music kind of saved my life, because I wasn't really gonna go down a great path. I was kind of going back into my past and stuff, and yeah, and then somebody told me to go to this random studio, and the guy was like, oh yeah, if you can, like, here's a song, if you can come back to me tomorrow with a hook, you know, we'll see what happens, kind of thing. And I was just like, bet, cool. And so I like wrote the wordiest hook you could think of, because I had no clue what I was doing. Like, absolutely no clue. Like, I was 30, I think, at this point, 30 or 31. And I was like, I have absolutely no clue what I'm doing. And so I went back the next day, and he turned out he liked it. And it ended up being a single on his album, and a whole video was done for it. So it was like, I got all these little like first experiences.
Yeah.
And then he took me in as a studio, which was great. And I, again, didn't fully understand what that meant. And so I learned my great lesson about understanding what masters are and who owns them and whatnot. Yeah, because I don't own my whole first album that came out back in 2020. And then I was like, man, I'm on a vengeance. So I moved back to Calgary and dropped another album in the same year, and worked it as hard as I could work it, because it was like COVID, I think. I'm a COVID artist, baby.
Right.
Yeah. And so then I was like, 8 hours a day, I promised myself I'm going to work on music. And so I was sending like 20 emails a day to people. I was sending it to all the college radios. Like, that was my album, Hello, that came out in 2020. And both of those albums are not on streaming platforms anymore. I took it off because I was thinking I want to do a professional look with my new album, because those ones back then were like so DIY. Like, so DIY. So I'm like, now that I have something professional out, I was just trying to like maintain that level of, yeah. But
I love that you shared that those albums were really DIY, because I think people see artists at a certain level, right? And they assume that they were always at that level, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I mentioned, I saw you perform. I didn't know that this was part of your journey, right? Like, I would have just thought, like, you just woke up like this. You get what I'm saying?
I wish. You don't even know. I actually had stage fright until 2019, when that guy on stage, and I, like, when I looked, it wasn't until I looked back at the video that I realized, like, oh my gosh, I thought that I was going to throw up, and I thought everybody could see that. I thought everybody could see me shaking. But when you look back at the video, you actually can't see any of those things. Wow. And it's all in my head. And so I keep that video up on my YouTube to this day, just to remind. I'm like, oh,
yeah. I love that. Okay, so now I want to get into more music. You have an album that... It's your latest album came out in what, like 2024?
Yeah, it's long ago now.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. I feel like 2024 was just yesterday, but really it was like a couple years ago now.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that project and how that album came to be. I quite like it. I've listened to a lot of songs, and I love how there's one track that has some folks that I know, Lokita, Delicates on there. So I love that. But tell me a little bit about that album.
Yeah, it was, fun story really quick, just about that song. Because I was performing that song in it for a while. And then it wasn't until Sled Island, I think 2022, or I don't even remember what year, Sled Island. Delicate was also playing. And we had hopped on each other's stages. And so she sang the hook to this. And I was like, I really like this. Like, I think I really mess with this. And so the next time she was in Toronto, she just like hit up Junior T, who was the co-producer on the album with Only One King. And she's just like, yeah, so I'm laying some stuff down for the da da da. And I was like, dope. And then Junior T was like, we should get like a female Jamaican sauce on this. Like, and I was like, darn, I already know. Like, who? I already know. I was like, the perfect. Yeah, I was like, Lokita, who else?
Yes. I like... need to chat with Lokita soon. So I love that we're putting her out there on the airwaves to know that she's coming to the CJSF.
Yeah, she is nasty. I love her.
100%. 100%. Yeah. But okay, so this album has a lot of collabs, though, I noticed. Like, what is that like, you know, working with a bunch of different people?
Well, it's funny because the album came about, it took about 4 years in the making, basically, but it came about just from me going to, anytime I was in Toronto, I would hit up Junior T and I'd be like, what are you saying? And then we would end up in the studio and whoever was kind of in the studio with us kind of just would contribute. And then after, like, I got the grant from Canada Council and it was supposed to just be like maybe a 4 or 5 song EP. But I mean, grants, they take so long. And I was like, we're not going to stop creating. So we ended up with an album. And so we just like stretched the grant to make the album anyways.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, but that's why there's so many collabs. There's people on there and it's all like mostly Ontario people, I guess, and BC, just because it's like, yeah, it was just random trips to Toronto because Genie T came in, found me a few years ago in like Edmonton, and he was so enthralled with my growth in the short time that he came to visit, like over the year. And so he like just turned into my mentor, and he was just like helping me out every step of the way with things. And yeah, and then I just kept like growing and meeting different people and dope mentors and holy crap. But yeah, Genie T really, he pops stuff off for me in the city because nobody really was messing with me, you know, female artists and hip hop, whatever. People still felt that I had to pay my dues and stuff. And so nobody was actually giving me any opportunities or messing with me until Junior T came to Calgary, and he did a whole session, I think, with 10 at 10.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I wasn't like invited. I wasn't one of the people that were like invited, but Junior T was like, I'm at this address, come through. And yeah, and it was just like everybody kind of from then was like, oh. And then he also asked me to like stay behind and hang out and like have a chat and stuff. And everybody was kind of like, okay. And I was like, ugh. And then you want to talk about females in hip hop?
Yeah, that's my next question. Let's segue in.
Oh my gosh.
What everybody has it just been like? Keep it real.
From that point, everybody assumed that I was sleeping with him.
Oh.
And I was like, if I was a dude, nobody would, like, you know what I mean? Or, like, vice versa. It was just, like, so because I had this random connection, and if they asked about it, I would tell them the story because it is random. The story is random. But, like, he took a liking to me, and turns out he is actually very, like, matriarchy. Like, he has a daughter. He has a great relationship with his baby mother. Like, it's... you know, he's always like the perfect partner to whatever girl that he's with. He treats women, he has like a different mind. It's almost like Brennan from Super Duty Tough Work. Yay, when you hear the music,
yes,
right, they're not always referencing like Nas, Jay-Z. Nah, they're referencing female greats. Yeah. Like, they're very much like, there's just little things that tell you that, oh, these dudes are about females, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And if it's so, Junior T has been obviously pretty monumental with a lot of like connections and like work and music and vibes and all of that. But as a woman in the hip hop space, is it pretty difficult to kind of like try to get people to pay attention to you?
Yeah, it's funny because you also get the flip side of people being like, oh, like, it must be your time because there's so many programs for women and Black women and stuff right now, especially queer. But like, they don't understand that these things exist because we're not included in things. And so I'm like, out of the 45 shows that I did last year, I bet you I can break down to all of them that I was either the only female on the bill, the only queer one on the bill. Mm-hmm. Like, thankfully, I don't think it's ever been where I'm the only Black one on the bill, unless it's like mixed genre.
Right.
But like, yeah, it is very interesting. I'm at the point now where I'm just trying to carve out my own stuff. I realize that I have the resources to make things happen, and maybe I can make things happen so that other people behind me don't have to go through like hoops and stuff. Right. So for me, I'm just trying to create stuff of my own, create my own lane. If you're not going to let me in these spaces, I'm going to create my own and literally do it my own way. Like, yeah.
I highly encourage that frame of thinking, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you kind of just remain stuck and don't really end up doing sort of anything. What would your advice be for women who are interested in either getting into the hip hop scene specifically, or even just becoming an artist and, you know, of the Albertan scene, for example? Like, any advice, any tips, any, you know?
Link me.
Yes, we're going to put all the links after.
Yeah. I feel like that would be the first and foremost. Like, I'm so open with any links and information that I have. I think that the best advice and things that I've been able to do was like, don't always think that you need to reach upwards. Like, you should be reaching laterally, looking for people that work as hard as you, you know, reach out to those, like, get that into your orbit more so, and rise and grow with your people. Yeah. The scene here is so much grosser, I think, than it was, especially with like the whole Trump, everything's trickling down. It's getting more blatant, more rude. There's like literally like, there will be like all white shows and they'll be like happy about it and promote it. And it's just like very in your face. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the people that are opening for these people are usually like the white rappers that are in the city. But you just need to like, I don't know, stick to your own. If you're strong enough, create your own lane. If not, like, if you're like me, you're just like, oh, I'm just trying to like exist, reach out laterally and just start building, be in a bubble until you know, can venture out, if that's the case. But
no, that is great. And again, I am going to make sure that we get all the ways to connect with you, so that if people are listening and they do want to reach out, I really want to ensure that there is an easy way to do so, right? Like, I'm going to include the links in the show notes and all of that. Mm-hmm. So you've done, you know, you've got this album that came out in 2024. Like, what is next for you? Are you working on an upcoming album? Are you performing a lot? Like, what, you know, without saying all the things, because I know sometimes you don't want to say it all, right? But what sort of things do you have on the go?
I am working on something for next year. It depends on what happens with the public, really, whether or not it's going to be an album or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm working on that. The focus is like to get out and do more international festivals next year as well. And to, oh my gosh, I was like, the main like tidbit is that I'm gonna lean more into my collab nature.
Okay, love that. Collaboration. I love collaboration. I think they're so great. I think it also introduces listeners to new people that they wouldn't have known, you know, like they might just be like, okay, Tiffany, and then you club with someone and then they're just introduced to this other artist.
Yeah.
That is, you know, and it just kind of spreads it, as you said, it spreads it out.
Spreads it out laterally. I'm selfish. That's why I do it. I'm selfish. For me, it's like I get to write differently. So like to hear all of the different collabs that I'm on and to hear what comes out is like really interesting for me. And like for me, I know for K Riz, if I collab with him, he brings out the nastiest, most best bars that I've ever, like, because I know that I'm on a track and I, you know, I come with it. But it's just interesting that, like, even though I feel like I try to do that every single time, the best ones, he gets the best ones.
Yeah, sometimes people have certain energies that activate things within us that allow for, you know what I mean, certain parts of us to come out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I agree. Like, I love that.
So I'm like learning more about myself through these different collabs. And like there was one that was, I keep calling it a folk song. And she's like, it's not a folk song. Like, my bad. But it's a 7 count instead of an 8 count.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do that just to like flex on people to be like, I can rap on a 7 count beat. Can you?
Hey.
And like, I don't know any dudes that said yes. I'm just saying.
So there we are. There we are. I love it. I love it. My next question has to do with your writing process and inspiration. Like what do you pull from?
Oh my gosh. Everybody's going to hate this answer, but it's still just everything. Like I went to a incubator and they got me to, one of the challenges was to like, we had just one page from a book and we had to write a verse off of only the words that are on that one page.
Wow.
And like make it make sense kind of thing. And I was like, ooh, this is amazing. And like, no shade to anybody, but I was the only one who did it.
Look at that.
And I was like, yeah, okay. I think that I can just, I like to challenge myself too. I used to do these things back in the day. I might come back and do it, but I used to do like these Tiffany Tuesdays before CKXU and do like a, give me a topic and give me a beat.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
And so I had like random verses about like tomatoes. I think one was oysters. I think one was like big breast problems. Mm-hmm. I want to get back into more silly stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, I think it's needed, especially, you know, we all need to be silly and playful from time to time. And I think it is good for our brains, right? Like, I mean, it is a muscle to be worked and activated. And I think that's a great way to kind of push yourself to be able to do it type of thing.
So, yeah, because I always get scared.
I say do that.
It's so fun. I definitely will get back into it. I'm trying to literally just right now trying to balance my life back so that I can start doing more of the things that I like to do. Mm-hmm. I find that I was in the space of like had needing to pay rent, and so I'm taking a bunch of different gigs and stuff. And
of course
life
right, and sometimes we have to like shift our focus for a hot minute until we can return the focus back to where we want it to be. So yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Okay, so I have a couple more questions before I let you go.
Oh, yes.
My next question is, selfishly, are you coming to Vancouver area anytime? Are you coming into the BC streets anytime?
I wanted to, and I'm still thinking maybe I might do a show with like a... Dust Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know. I because I have been like slowing down more, I have a new management, and I'm just like, I would love to build a tour. That's my goal.
That's cool. I love that.
Even with that being said, just, you know, the way that the whole business side works, it just makes sense if I'm touring an album, and I don't think that's happening until late, maybe next year, early the year after. So
That's okay. We're still here. We're not going anywhere, so that's not bad. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to chat with you and kind of introduce you to maybe some folks up here that haven't heard from you. I've played some tracks from you over the past little while. So we have played some of your music here, but I think it's really important for people who have heard your music to also get connected to the personality, mm-hmm. right? And get to get connected to the person so that when you do eventually come out to the BC street,
and I will,
you know, people know you.
I was born in Victoria.
Hey,
my brother lives in Vancouver. He's an actor. Okay. So like, I got ties.
Yes. So we will definitely see you soon. I love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Before I get into my last few questions, on your album, what is, okay, I know it's really hard when you create a project. It's kind of like birthing children, mm-hmm. where you don't really want to say what's the favorite, but do you have, but I'm still going to ask, do you have, I wouldn't call it favorites. Let's not phrase it that way. Do you have ones that maybe have like a really great story, and you know, and like maybe I'll phrase it like that as opposed to it being like a favorite.
But that's the thing. You don't even know. They all have stories.
They all have stories. Okay, so then just tell me a story about one.
Like there's even one song where Teyon Gibbs was in the studio and I was too scared to ask him to jump on, but he was there for the creation of it.
I love that. Story,
like a random famous like saxophonist came through. Oh my God. I don't even know. Oh my gosh. I think maybe it's so worth it. No. This is so funny. Oh my God. Just pick one. Okay. The intro.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
So tell a bit about the intro. Yes.
Okay. So the album was done and I had this thing in my mind where I was like, I would love my intro to be something that sounds nothing like the album. Yeah. Kind of inspired by Studio Monk by Junior T. His okay. intro was like wild crazy, but it doesn't sound like the rest of the album at all. Go and on. I was like, I want to do that too. And then fun fact, my like favorite human being in the world, Catfish the Wizard, we had like a little miscommunication thing at one point, and his way of like making up for it was the beat. That was the intro. And like, so the first time he, oh my God, I might cry. The first time he played it for me in the studio, and I just remember I paused and I was like still for probably about 20 minutes, and I had written probably most of the intro, outro that you hear. And then I kind of like fine tuned it, but most of it was written in that like that 20, 25 minutes. And then he told me what the beat meant because I didn't know yet. And then he told me, this is my apology, da, 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 whatever, whatever. And like, we both had stuff to apologize for, but like, that's what he came with.
Right.
And then like, and then hearing it also when Junior T was mixing and mastering it in the studio, fast forward, whatever, he was stripping down all the layers, and hearing all the layers again, I just started bawling. I was like crying. I was like, holy crap. And I think that like also just helped me understand how much the instrumentals and the beats speak as well. Because that's the other thing. Even though I didn't know at the time that the beat had anything to do with the altercation, there's one point where I wrote and I said, Wizard timing is what we're on. If you can catch it, then it's nuance. Have a debate, then right after get the glue on, because we're still friends. We ain't leaving till it's resolved.
Oh.
And like that had something to do with what we had, and I was like, that's wild that the beat also is tied to that moment, because I'd like, what? And then I was like, this has to be the intro. And then it was like, it ended up being like 3 minutes, and so Junior T was like, well, what if we split it and it's the intro and then the second half is the outro. Yeah. And then that intro song ended up being my first nomination. I don't know if it was Catfish's first one, but probably not. But yeah, it was my first nomination of an award, really. I don't count the People's Choice where you have to like get people to vote. I hate
that. Right.
I think I'm nominated in one of those right now for like Performer of the Year, and I haven't advertised it like at all.
I know.
Yeah. But no, yeah, that was our first nomination. And then after, we won for the album.
Look at life. And guys, I'm going to play the intro. So this is why I ask questions like that, because it's a really great segue into playing a song that you kind of heard a bit of a story behind, right? So that's how I did it. That was so beautifully said. Okay, T-Panny. All right, okay. How can we connect with you online? Because I just want to say, guys, like, I've checked out T-Panny's website, top tier, top notch.
Thank you. I do it myself.
You know what I mean? Like, hello. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, what ways are great to connect with you?
Okay, well, I am forever trying to transition into subscriber mode. Yes. So I will be sending more emails to my subscribers. That's one way. That's on my website. You can go. Instagram is another one, until it's not. Because I do feel like Instagram's on its way out. I don't know how, but
period.
You know, Instagram's there. Oh my God, Threads is like where it's like my Twitter, so
it's your personal. It's like your, yeah. It's where you.
I think I even put it in the profile, like, unpopular opinions from a local rapper.
Okay, so if you could plug your URL of your website one more time.
TFannyMusic.com.
TFannyMusic.com.
Yeah, if you can spell it, you can. If you can spell my name, you can find me.
I love it.
That's the gist of it. I heard also, if you Google like top female rappers in Alberta or something, which is a whole other topic, don't even, because I'm like, I just want to be top five. I don't want to be like top female, you know?
Hey, I love that.
We don't say who the top male rappers are. Like,
we don't. Yeah. And we'll be talking about that again too, because this is just part one of our conversation.
Yeah, my bad. I could talk forever. That's why I'm like, I have stories for everything.
T-Panny, thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate it.
But thanks for having me. I can't wait to come back next.
Oh my gosh, such a pleasure. I appreciate you. And we're going to get into some tracks from T-Panny, including the intro, because that is so important. I really, really, really appreciate that. So, yeah, thanks again.
Yay, have fun. Thank you so much.
And welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And that was my conversation with T-Panny. Now, if you noticed at the beginning, I said that welcome to Intravenous. This is actually an interview I did with T-Panny for a show that I also host on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. called Intravenous. So in the next few weeks, you will hear the interview that I actually recorded for Beats and Eats. So, but I do have some music that I am going to quickly play from T-Panny. We're going to start off with the track that had a story, which is Intro, and then we're going to follow off with In It, and that is featuring Lokita, local artist The Delicate, who was also at CGSF yesterday for an interview, and will be back on Beats and Eats for a show and interview on the 27th of this month, as well as Dibish. Dibish is on that track as well. So let's listen to Intro.
But I don't know what I'm doing. It all seems right, so I just keep going through it. They believe in me, cause they know I won't stop moving. Could this really be my destiny? Sip, 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 sip on my cup of tea. Spewing up my mind for all y'all to be seen. I've always been the bully to the bully trying. Calling me goatee, I just do it the flouties. Catfish the wizard got me shining like some goatee. Told him to wait on the album, it's worth it. Until y'all deserve it. They take, then they can't just sustain. When the battery they feed from turn and I won't be the one, no one knows. Hit a Vogue, no do-si-do. I chose not to change myself, but change access to my love. I chose not to change myself, but change access to my love. I chose not to change myself, but change access to my love. I chose not to change myself. Wizard timing is what we are. If you can catch it, then it's nuance. Have a debate, then right after get the glue on. Cause we still friends, we ain't leaving till it's resolved. I am the right side of history, looking up to me like a figurine. Press it in the moment to your memory. Married to the music, no bend to me. Haters in the say that just gone into my head. I know it's confidence, it looks good, don't it? Catching all these stands, I take it as compliments. And my show's still full of my number one date fans. All in, cause I'm comfy in my skin. No ego over here, I've committed some worse sins. We got steady growth cause of our foundation. Cutting anyone who don't believe in the vision you witness. History in the making. We different, not distant. Collective knowledge thinking. Being underestimated is a dope spot. Talking down to me, that was your one fall. Watching how y'all move, not even from that far. Kissing my teeth, I'll leave you when my album drops. What it was, so I'm saying soon, it's all love. And catfish done it again. Bless those who try to capture our energy when that will never win. Only love can. Only love can. We winning.
A blessing. All the other girls failed the testing. I need you all inside like intestines. I'ma ride slow, take my time like a pedestrian. Your love is why I put you on that throne. Your love like tie-dye on a t-shirt, I'm thrown. Back in the mix, back in the vibe. We're in on the six like 3, 4, 5. You're making me feel all comfortable. See, we've been friends with lust levels. Say you cutting the bull, so let's cut the bull. Loving the vegan, you eat the plate full. No part of my body untouchable. Big girl doing yoga, I'm flexible. And let me show you all the ways I'm lovable. I said lovable, I meant fuckable. So I don't wanna front. I don't just wanna stay and cuddle so I feel like someone. You know I can't move when we done. I love you like Johnny on those taxes. Steady green cause the truth and the facts is I'ma get mad attached, yeah.
Baby, when you hit it like that, you know I'm spinning right back in it. Baby, when you hit it like that, you know I'm spinning right back in it. Baby, when you hit it like that, you know I'm spinning right back in it. Baby, when you hit it like that, you know I'm spinning right back.
And all I really wanted was a steady D to show the freak under the sheets. Cause I'm a Virgo queen, a little geek, turn you a fiend of a capacity unseen by many. The way you climb up on me is impressive. Don't need no other girls to address it. See, I've been on your vibe since yesterday. But if you can't fit right in, you get left then. I'm feeling like awards are coming. You're more than my hoes, they coming. Stop playing with your nose, it ain't running. I'm the one still waiting for me to say something.
I can do for you if you want me to. No pressure, but you know I'm feeling you. So when it's our time, let it go. Used to be a shy gal, but not no more. Got his hands on my waist and he pulling me closer. Hands on my body, how it's supposed to be. Just you and me, he getting deep. Toes to the curl from the tips of my feet.
Hello, and just like that, we are pretty much at the end of the show. I just want to thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, Nicole, and you can always connect with me on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. Also, you can always send a text to the station at 778-782-2573. And before we get up with our next show, Sebastian will be here for his show. I just wanted to let you know that today, CJSF CGSF is hosting campus karaoke from 3 to 5 at the Sub Social Stage, which is on the third floor of the Student Union Building at SFU Burnaby. And tomorrow, August 7th, there is a community corn roast at SFU Burnaby campus. Join the SFU food team from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Dining Commons South Patio for free farm fresh corn that will be grilled and buttered to absolute perfection. Definitely come early while supplies last. And I have a couple of tracks. Again, happy Independence Day, Jamaica. A couple of tracks are from Junior Delegado. First, we're going to have Nine Fence. And then, if there's some time, we'll have Ready When You Are. I'll see you next week.
Nine fence, me breaking up the joke, nine fence.